This is the Careers and Development Program series sponsored by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. My name is Bill Garvelink. I'm a senior advisor here. And today we have with us Tim Knight, who is a senior vice president for relief and reconstruction at the Engility Corporation. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I think one of the questions you've been for your career for the past 30 years or so, have been very much involved in disaster assistance and recovery activities. And as you've watched this disaster response, humanitarian assistance change over the years, what do you see as the major changes that have happened over the past few years?
That's a great question. It's hard to believe that it's been over 30 years, but it has. I think there are a couple of things. First, the field has become much more professional, with people who are entering the field having advanced degrees, language capabilities. They've studied the issues. They know a lot of the concerns and problems and things to avoid. But the one thing that's really consistent is the need to get out to the field, to actually go out and participate and work in a crisis environment. If it's an area of work that you think you'd like to make a career out of or would like to try for a few years, it can be extremely rewarding, but it's only going to be beneficial, and particularly if you're looking for a career, if you really get honest, hard field experience. And in doing that, I'd say that it's important to make sure that you get with a really good organization, one that can help ensure your security, though I believe that personal security is very much a personal responsibility, and a group that is well established and recognized for particular roles in different disaster situations. So the biggest difference is the professionalism that is now necessary, but secondly, predicated on really solid field experience.
Great. And as you look, I know Engility Corporation is involved in a lot of programs around the world, so I know you're constantly recruiting and looking for individuals to work for you and your company. What kind of characteristics do you look for in individuals as you try and fill the positions that become available?
We're always looking for good people, and good people, as I said, are people who have demonstrated their expertise and, like I said, have had some field experience, have been out and actually worked in some of these programs, have local knowledge, know culture in a given area, local language, that sort of thing. But I also look for people that have some sense of a business background, because whether it's an NGO or an IO or a for-profit company, the idea of translating a program through a budget to implementation is absolutely critical. More and more the donor community is looking for bang for the buck and efficiencies in carrying out programs, and it's just absolutely essential that people have an awareness that the best ideas, as altruistic as they might be, really have to be carried out in the most efficient and effective way possible. And that, by and large, is measured by the adherence to a sound budget.
Very interesting. Again, as I mentioned today, we've been talking to Tim Knight, who is a senior vice president at Engility Corporation for Relief and Reconstruction. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.